The Council on American Islamic Relations and local human rights activists today call for the release of Yusuf Megahed, who was arrested in Tampa yesterday, 3 days after he was acquitted in his federal trial. The 23-year-old former college student was found not guilty on 2 charges of carrying explosives on Friday, but was detained yesterday by immigration officials while shopping with his father at a Walmart in North Tampa. Samir Megahed says he was shocked at what has happened with his son.
My feeling at this point, I am not living in the United States. I am not under the American flag, because the American flag has meaning. The meaning all over the world is America is a country of freedom. But I think there is no freedom here. Upon Muslim, there is no freedom.
Megahed and a friend, 24-year-old Ahmed Muhammad, were initially arrested in South Carolina in August of 2007 after deputies found low-grade explosives in their car during a traffic stop. Last June, Muhammad pled guilty to a charge of providing material support to terrorism and received 15 years in federal prison. The damning evidence against him was a YouTube video which showed Muhammad speaking in Arabic, showing how to turn a remote-controlled toy into a bomb detonator. Megahed was not charged in connection with the video.
This seems to be a double jeopardy.
Ramsey Kilwich is executive director of the Tampa chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
What kind of message are they sending to the jury and the Honorable Judge Merday, furthermore to the federal court system? Again, the jury of his peers, 12 people, came to the decision that Yusuf Megahed was not guilty on those charges based on the evidence.
In CARES, Ramsey Kilwich says at this time, nobody knows where Yusuf Megahed is. Kilwich believes that Megahed will ultimately be transferred to the Federal Detention Center in Crome in Miami-Dade County. Megahed is an Egyptian citizen. He and his family have lived in the U.S. for nearly 11 years as permanent legal residents. Throughout the news conference held at CARES offices in Tampa today, Kilwich frequently asked what kind of message was being sent by the government. Finally, a reporter asked what message did he think was being sent.
It really seems that the Department of Justice is sending the message that the federal court is below the immigration court at this point.
Mel Underbaki is with the group Friends of Human Rights. She said the rearrest of Megahed echoes the treatment of Sami Al-Arian, who currently is still involved with legal action, although he's now free on bond.
He's still not a free man. In 2 weeks, he faces another hearing to determine if he goes to yet another trial. We believe this has just got to stop. The right to a trial by jury is guaranteed by our Constitution, and the government needs to respect the decision of the juries. If we don't have the respect of the jury and the judge in this case, why even bother having a trial? And that's not a situation we want to have in this country.
Lois Price is also with Friends of Human Rights and Women of Faith.
After a fair trial, a jury found Mr. Megahed innocent. And now, once again, as in the case of Dr. Al-Arian and many others, we see the Department of Justice circumventing that decision. I believe that is a real threat to the democracy that I would like to leave intact for my children and grandchildren. I think it's the obligation of every one of us to speak out when we see this kind of injustice.
Samir Megahed described to reporters a scene where he was last with his son Monday afternoon.
It's a shock. They took him from me in a second. Some people, more than seven, surrounded us from the front, from the back, from everywhere, and they have a lot of cars there, and they took Yusuf from me.
Yusuf's rearrest comes on the same day that President Barack Obama formally began his outreach to the Muslim world, appearing before the Turkish parliament, where he spoke of seeking broader engagement based upon mutual interest and mutual respect. But Samir Megahed says he was disappointed there does not seem to be any change in justice for Muslims in America, even after the departure of George W. Bush.
I feel they are going to make something, because they said that they are going to change. Where is the change now? There is nothing changing in this country until now.